time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between DPR and the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. Scientists at UT Health San Antonio have developed mice with fully functioning human immune systems that could revolutionize the way researchers study all kinds of things.
Drug development, vaccine development, organ transplantation studies, modeling of disease.
Dr. Paolo Casali is a professor in the Department of Microbiology, Immunology, and Molecular Genetics, and he leads the team that created what they call THX mice. He says what's truly impressive about them is the power of their immune response. They make memory B cells.
Without memory B cells, vaccine could not exist. A vaccine can be a vaccine only because it generates good memory B cells.
Casali's team tested their B cell response with various vaccines, and it was robust.
Finally, we wanted to see whether we could induce a neutralizing antibody response to SARS-CoV-2 using the Pfizer messenger RNA vaccine with a schedule identical to the one used in humans. And we did.
These mice are injected with human stem cells when they're babies, but when they're a few weeks old, they get a dose of something else, estrogen.
Now, a big question is why estrogen does all that.
Answering that question could lead to a better understanding of why women are at much greater risk of developing autoimmune diseases like lupus. That's Science and Medicine from the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.